Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Dhar Credit and Capital Limited H1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Equirus Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni Chande from Equirus Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. A very good evening to everyone. I welcome everyone to the H1 FY26 earnings call of Dhar Credit and Capital Limited. From management team, we have with us Mr. Ramesh Kumar Vijay, Promoter and Chairman, Mr. Umesh Khemka, Director. We will have opening remarks from the management team, post which we'll open the floor for Q&A. With that, I would like to hand over the call to management for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, all. My colleague and Director of the Board, Umesh Khemka, will give the overview of the company. Over to Umesh.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Umesh Khemka. I'll just take you through a company overview. This company was incorporated in 1994 as an NBFC. We listed on NSE Emerge platform in May 2025. The company has experienced Mr. Ramesh Kumar Vijay as our Chairman, Promoter and Chairman. He is a first-class graduate, FCA and FCS, and we have other experienced and qualified members on the board. The team is led by experienced senior people of the finance industry who are looking after the operations of the company. We are basically dealing into four types of products. One is personal loan to municipal employees. This is we give personal loan to Safai Karmcharis or grade four staff of government employees of the municipalities. From the salaries of the municipal employees, our EMIs are deducted directly by the municipal corporations, and it comes direct to our bank account. So you can say, although technically it may be termed as unsecured, but it is more than secured because our salary or EMIs come directly from the municipalities. And we all know that municipalities will exist as long as mankind is there. So even in the COVID period, we did not experience any bad debt or NPA in this product. Another one is secured MSME loans. This is we give against securities, and the ticket sizes are roughly 2 lakhs to 5 lakhs. And this is given against securities, and e-NACH collections are done. Third product is unsecured MSME loans. This is between 50,000 to 2 lakhs. In this, we charge interest of 26%-27%. And these are all unsecured. Collection is basically through e-NACH, and cash collections are also there. Our fourth model is business correspondent model, in which we have signed agreements with SIDBI, ITAF, IDFC, and Kisan Dhan. In this, we act as agent on behalf of these companies. The benefit in this is that money is available on tap. Whenever we require funds, we get the money. This, although technically the loan book is in the books of the SIDBI and ITAF and others, but our margins remain the same. So it is also of the same type of business, I would say. We have major debt partners are SBI, Bandhan Bank, Tata Capital, ICICI Bank, and other banks are also there. And we have private financiers also from which we mostly take loans in NBFCs. Our basically average term loan is 21.23%. That is the yield. Cost of borrowing is roughly 13%. We give four types of loans, as I told you. As of September 1995, I would come to figures. Municipal employee loan was 79.16%. Unsecured MSME loan was 63.11%. Secured MSME loan is 42.77%, and managed portfolio is 13.08%. Our total book size is 198.12 lakhs. we have competitive advantage over others because the personal loan product which we have just told you, in this we are unique and nobody else is like there in this competition of our size. And this bad debt is roughly zero. And as far as our gross NPA is concerned, it is roughly 1.29% as of September 2025. I would quickly take you through my Q2 financial highlights. The total income was 1,203.75 lakhs, which was 15.3% higher year-on-year basis. EBT was 287.24 lakhs, which is 30.6% higher year-on-year basis. PAT was 249.76 lakhs, which is 47.7% higher year-on-year basis. The net profit margin was 20.75%, which is 456 basis points higher year-on-year basis. This is our Q2 results. If we compare H1 half year from April to September, the total income was 2301.26 lakhs, which is 11.4% higher on year-on-year basis. EBT was 535.34 lakhs, which is 26.0% higher year-on-year basis. PAT was 452.35 lakhs, which is again 36.3% higher. And the net profit margin was 19.66%, which is again 360 basis points higher. This is the first time the board has declared interim dividend of 5% for the financial year 2025-26. We have been regularly paying dividends since last 6 years from the COVID period, I would say. And the company is regularly growing with consistent growth and healthy margins. This is the key product of the strong points of the company. And based on this only, this year we have declared dividend. We are present in 7 states. We have 36 branches. We have more than 250 employees. And our AUM is roughly 258 crores. And our net worth is 100 crores. Now I would like to hand over to our chairman, sir, for question answer round. Sir, over to you.
Thank you, Umesh, for your insightful presentation on the overview of the company. I'll now request the participants for Q&A session. I'm open for
certainly
any question to answer.
Certainly, sir. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Ravi Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Gross non-performing assets improved to 1.29%. Okay. So, like, what drove this sharp improvement?
Sector is improving. The NPA in March ending 25 and Q1 was a little higher, but now the sector is improving, and that is why the NPA has improved.
Okay.
I would like to add here. We have developed a better management team for collecting NPA. We've employed 2 persons who are our bad debt and or NPAs, I would say. And we have built a very strong team for NPA management. And that is why we've been able to such low NPA. And we expect it to further improve in the coming days. Thank you, sir.
Second question, like, what is your internal target for GNPA and gross non-performing asset and net non-performing asset for the next 12 months?
Okay, historically, my gross NPA is, within 1 to 1.5%, historically. And we'll maintain within this range. and net NPA will be maintaining within 1%.
Okay. And you can highlight on that unsecured MSME part, like recently one of your that Kalyan Capital became operational in August. Like, what is the disbursement run rate currently?
Which one? Can you repeat your question, please?
Okay. Recently, in your unsecured MSME, that Kalyan Capital became operational in August. What is the, like, yes.
In the Kalyan, we have signed a business correspondence agreement with them, and we have already done a business of rupees 40 lakhs for them in the month of October. And this volume we are expecting to grow maybe 1 crore in Q3, and on an average 2 crore per month from Q4. Disbursements of loan from the Kalyan arrangement. Q3, we may touch an average of 1 crore, and Q4, we are expecting to touch an average of 2 crore per month.
Okay. And the second, like, secured MSME with Kishan Dhan Capital went live in September. Okay, what is the expected scale-up for the next 6 months?
Yes, see, secured will take little time. We expect to do a business of say around 50 lakhs per month in Q3, and then 1 to 1.5 crore per month disbursement from Q4.
Okay. And how much AUM contribution are you targeting from business correspondent partnerships by FY 2027?
FY 2027?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
So, you know, presently, we expect to have our BC portfolio by end of FY 2026, around 30 to 40 crore. And by 2027, it may touch around 80 crores.
Okay, 80 crores. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ravi.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to press star and one on their phone now. We'll take our next question from the line of Amit Anam, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for having the call. मुझे ये जानना है कि FY 27 में आप क्या गाइडेंस देना चाहेंगे रेवेन्यू और प्रॉफिट का?
देखिए, इन FY 27 वी एक्सपेक्ट पेड अप अराउंड 18 टू 20 को
18 to 20 crore of net profit in FY 27?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Participants who wish to ask a question.
कोई तुम्हें क्वेश्चन है क्या?
So we are just waiting, you know, if they have a question, they will join the queue. I request you to stay connected, please.
अभी कोई नहीं है क्या क्यों
मैं? So there is one question now from Deepika Chadda, an individual investor. Deepika, please go ahead with your question.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. I had few questions. So your AUM has reached around 178 crore. What kind of AUM growth are you targeting for the full year?
Around 250 crore in F26.
For 26. Okay.
Yeah.
So you are present in 64 districts now. So which new markets will you enter next?
At the moment, we'll penetrate on our existing location, but we also gone in Telangana and opened our first branch in Marial Gudda. So we hope to get some business from there. Otherwise, we'll concentrate in our district locations.
Okay. So how do you balance the growth between new branches and the digital channels?
You see, as far as we are concerned, we don't have any competition from digital channel in the sense. We are operating in entire 3, 4, 5 cities where the digital knowledge of the borrower is not there. They are not equipped and competent enough as of now, at this stage, to tap and go for digital loan. So we are sourcing our loan through physical touch with the borrower, and we'll continue to do that till our borrower become mature enough or educated enough to start borrowing digitally. In any case, our customer onboarding process is fully digital, and if we find that the customers are also ready to go digital, we'll convert the system to digital. But as of now, our business is through physical sourcing, direct sourcing with the borrower, and we call it touch banking.
Okay. Okay, understood. So any plans to bring more lenders or diversify the borrowing mix?
In September, we already issued listed and rated debentures of 10 crore, and we'll be tapping more and more the bond markets, listed bond markets.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So, you raised 65 crores in H1, right? Including 10 crores from ICICI Bank and Bandhan Bank. Like, what is the average cost of borrowing?
If you have cost of borrowing, if it is from banking, it's around 12%. If it is from NBFC sector, it's 14 to 15%.
Okay. And are you planning additional NCD issuance in H2?
Yes, of course, around 25 to 30 crore.
Okay. And how does the current liquidity buffer compare to regulatory requirement?
Having very high liquidity in the system, we always maintain equal to 2 months of repayment obligations, cash in hand, and that is a permanent protocol of the company. So liquidity is always better.
And we are not
a very aggressive lender, we maintain a balance in liquidity, disbursement, and borrowing.
Okay, and interest income increased 15.29% to 11.9 crores. Like, how sustainable is this, the run rate? And are yields improving?
You see, yields are bound to improve in the sense, first and foremost, we go to the system around 20 to 25 crores from IPO proceeds where we are not paying any cost of funds. So yields will definitely improve. And going forward, our cost of fund is also going down, so yields will definitely improve.
Okay.
Yes, please.
And with larger NBFCs increasing risk appetite, okay, how do you defend yields and credit quality?
As I told you, we are sourcing the customer directly and physically from the cluster of markets. And number two, we are extending small value loans. And number three, our loans are repeatedly and based on cash flow of the borrower and not from any other perspective. My team, my underwriting team, my credit managers first and foremost see the cash flow of the borrower and then the loan amount is considered. So, you know, we are much better placed compared to the our larger NBFC peer. And you know, the product which I am doing, abhi jo badi NBFC unko grow karne ke liye bada ticket size chahiye. Chota ticket unka interest nahi hai. Aur bank ka bhi chota amount mein interest nahi hai. So, you know, I am the only player. And even MFI, they are extending this product, but you know, they are not, I'll say, tuned to extend business loans. So we don't have any big problem from the NBFC competition.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Noel Shah from Sassoon Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, is that audible?
Yes.
Can you use your handset mode, please, Noel?
One second.
Sure.
Yeah. Is it right now okay?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, congratulations on good quarter growth. So, I wanted to understand, did we open any new branches in any different geographies from our home state?
You see, as I explained earlier, we are concentrating and penetrating on our existing geographical reach, but
okay,
we decided to put our footprint in the state of Telangana, and we already opened a branch. Branch yet to become operational. Humne privileges liye JC registration wagera kara liya. It is in the process, and Miryalgunda in Telangana.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. So, do you have any plans? How many branches that you wanted to add by this FY26?
FY26, abhi hamara 36 branches hain. 40 to 42 branches ho sakti hai. Not more than
42 branches, okay. And other than any unsecured personal loan, do you have any plans to add gold loans or any
not at the moment, really.
Okay, not at the moment. So I was going through the invest presentation. So do you have a plan other than offering loans to Safai Karamchari, any other profession that is under government, any other government which is a lucrative?
ऐसा है कि हमारा जो कॉस्ट ऑफ फंड है और जो IRR है वो दूसरे डिपार्टमेंट के लोग नहीं दे पाते और वो हमारे पास नहीं आते क्योंकि वो थोड़े होशियार बंदे होते हैं, वो बैंकों की या फॉर्मल बैंकिंग चैनलों की डॉक्यूमेंट्री रिक्वायरमेंट कंप्लीट कर पाते हैं, इसलिए वो उस चैनल से रुपया लेते हैं, वो हमारे पास नहीं आ सकते. गेट अ पॉइंट? जो सफाई कर्मचारी है, देखिए उनका उनका एजुकेशन लेवल, उनका माइंड सेट, वो बैंकों में चक्कर नहीं काट सकते हैं और बैंकों की जो डॉक्यूमेंट्री रिक्वायरमेंट है वो उनको फुलफिल करने का माइंडसेट नहीं होता. बिजनेस फॉर ऑलमोस्ट 30 years, बट आई नॉट सक्सीडेड इन एनी ऑफ द अदर डिपार्टमेंट एंड ओनली फॉर द कॉस्ट पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, बिकॉज उनको चाहिए 17-18 के अंदर में और 15-16 में बैंकों से मिल जाता है और वो पढ़े लिखे लोग हैं, उनको हुशियार है, शाणे बंदे हैं, वहां चले जाते, मेरे पास नहीं आते.
Okay, understood. Look, we are catering to uncatered set of audience.
You see, aaj safai karmchari ka, aap jante honge, education level kam hota hai. Wo banko ki, agar aap bank mein jayenge, to bank to bolenge, bhai saab, theek hai, aaiye, ye 10 kaagaj leke aaiye, ye 10 cheez furnish kariye. Wo uska mindset hi nahi furnish karne ka. Wo to seedha mahajan ke paas jata hai, aur 70 rupaye le aata hai.
Okay, understood. So that, ye apna USP hai. सर, वन मोर थिंग, आपने सर आपने इंटरिम डिविडेंड डिक्लेयर किया है, ओके, सो क्या फैक्टर्स है ये, मतलब एनी फैक्टर्स दैट इन्फ्लुएंस दिस डिसीजन, बिकॉज नॉर्मली एनबीएफसी का जो रॉ मटेरियल दैट इज कैश. सो
भाई ऐसा है कि वी हैव अर्न वेरी डिसेंट प्रॉफिट इन दिस H1. एंड हमारा सिस्टम है, लिक्विडिटी परमिट कर रहा था.
ओके.
So we decided to reward the investor. Instead of keeping the money into the pocket, we decided to put in the pocket of my shareholders.
Okay, understood. Basically, this shows that we have ample amount of liquidity in our kitty, and we can further make new underwriting also.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's all. That's all from my side. Thank you for
asking. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Take our next question from the line of Prasanna Sancheti, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Good evening, sir. So,
Good evening.
Are you planning to introduce any new product or category?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you use your handset mode, please?
Yeah. So, are you planning to introduce any new products or categories?
Not really.
Okay, great. And I had one more question. Have you seen any change in ticket size or average yield in last 6 months?
मेरा जो टिकट साइज स्टैंडर्ड है वो 50,000 से 5,00,000 तक का है इन ऑल प्रोडक्ट पुट टुगेदर बट अगर कोई बेटर क्वालिटी बोरोवर है या प्रपोजल है या रिपीट कस्टमर है जिसकी एक्स्ट्रा नीड है तो वी गो अप टू 10 lakh rupees ऑन डेविएशन बेसिस
ग्रेट 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 दैट मेक्स सेंस ऑल्सो हाउ आर द कलेक्शंस बिहेविंग राइट नाउ एनी स्पेसिफिक चैलेंजेस ऑन द ग्राउंड आर यू फीलिंग
यू सी कलेक्शंस देयर वर चैलेंजेस इन मार्च quarter, then it subdued in the June quarter, and now it has again gone better. And as my colleague explained, we have a full set of machinery to manage our audio.
Okay, so that's how you overcome it with the
work
of all the amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Naina Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Naina. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. So my question to you was are you seeing any difference in customer behavior or repayment trends in rural versus urban markets?
Mera to market semi-urban hai. Rural mein bhi nahi, urban mein bhi nahi. And definitely for last two quarters, collections efficiency is better. As what we see, jo RBI ka jo restriction tha on extra weightage on unsecured loan or microfinance industry and all, that had some impact on the cash flow into the system. But now that has improved and we find things better now. Compared to last 2-3 quarters.
Okay. And how much of your growth this year has come from repeat customer versus new borrower acquisition?
Repeat customer to continue say 10-15% growth to repeat customers aati hai, around 10-15%.
Okay. And are there any regulatory changes you are preparing for that could impact your lending models?
No, not really as such.
Okay. And what is your current turnaround time for loan approvals and how do you plan to improve it?
It depends, for personal loan, it's around 3-5 days. Again, unsecured loan, 3-5 days. If it is secured loan, it's 5-10 days. 5-10 days.
Okay. And what are the key challenges you're facing in scaling the secured MSME book faster?
Cost of the fund is always a concern. And number two, secured loan product borrower wants more ticket size. If I want to consider high ticket size, then they want the high duration for repayments, so that puts me to the ALM mismatch. So there are challenges. These are the challenges we face.
Okay.
So they want more loan. For more loan, I want to give them a higher duration loan, repayment term, which I cannot afford because my borrowing is for maximum 3-year period. So I cannot go more than 3-year loan.
Okay, sir. Understood. That's it from my side. Thank you so much for answering.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Rajesh Goel, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. I am audible.
Yes.
We can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yes. So, sir, my first question is this. What special digital initiative are being built to improve underwriting efficiency and turnaround time?
You see, as far as our digital efforts are concerned, our entire process is already digital. I mean, in the sense, पूरा जो अंडरराइटिंग का प्रोसेस है वो पूरा सिस्टम के अंदर ही होता है. अब वो जो अनसिक्योर्ड लोन हमारा 3 से 5 दिन का टर्न अराउंड टाइम है, क्योंकि कस्टमर हमारा जो जो रिक्वायरमेंट है वो कस्टमर की प्रीमिजेंस वेरिफिकेशन, उसका जियो टैगिंग वगैरह होता है, प्लस सिस्टम में स्टडी होती है, तो ये मिनिमम टर्न अराउंड टाइम है. एंड वी डोंट फाइंड एनी अदर रीजन टू कट डाउन द टर्न अराउंड टाइम. बट सिक्योर्ड लोन में क्या है कि वो जो प्रॉपर्टी से रिलेटेड जो सर्च वगैरह करनी पड़ती है वहाँ टाइम लगता है, तो उसको आप कट डाउन करने की कोशिश करें.
ओके, अंडरस्टैंड. तो हाउ इज टेक्नोलॉजी सपोर्टिंग जीएनपी रिडक्शन?
देखिए, जीएनपीए रिडक्शन तो टेक्नोलॉजी तो हमको डाटा प्रोवाइड कर देती है, एंड हम लोग ई नेश के थ्रू कलेक्शन कर लेते हैं. बाकी तो कलेक्शन डिजिटल तो कलेक्शन करके देगा नहीं, सिस्टम तो फिजिकल कलेक्शन विद द फिजिकल टच विद द बोरोवर हेल्प्स इन इम्प्रूविंग एंड कंट्रोलिंग आवर जीएनपी.
ओके, अंडरस्टैंड.
यू सी, आज की आई एक्सप्लेन यू, इवन इफ डिजिटल लोन कंपनीज हुआ और वी कॉल देम सो कॉल्ड फिनटेक कंपनीज, दे कैन गिव द लोन ऑन फिनटेक प्लेटफॉर्म. But if it is a default, they cannot collect the loan by fintech. They have to go physically. Whosoever is. So, yeah, जो fintech company है वो लोग phone करती हैं, outsourcing करती हैं, area में आदमी देती है. मेरा तो आदमी, मैं तो उसी area में काम करता हूँ जहाँ मेरे branch है, जहाँ मेरे borrower है.
Understand.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Neelam. HNI, go ahead please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, your income has grown well this quarter. What mainly drove this growth?
You see, we have been able to do better business in Q2, as because we had received good amount of money from the IPO, and IPO proceed was put into the system. That's why the business has gone up, and that is why the income has gone up.
Okay, sir. And sir, how are the operating expenses trending? Do you expect any major cost changes ahead?
Our only OPEX is our cost of branch and cost of our employees. That I can see will be going forward will go up, but correspondingly business will also go up. So the same ratio will be maintained.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
You see, more branches and more employees help in generating more business. So correspondingly, I got more income and more expenditure.
And so my next question is, margins also have improved sharply. What has helped you most? लोअर
देखिए, अभी इस क्वार्टर में तो मार्जिन इम्प्रूव का एक ही सबसे बड़ा मेन रीजन है कि वी गॉट इनटू द सिस्टम मोर देन 20 करोड़ रुपीज मनी फॉर विच आई हैड नॉट टू पे एनी इंटरेस्ट, सो इट इज हेल्प मी इन इम्प्रूविंग द मार्जिन.
अंडरस्टैंड?
यस सर. कैन
यू एक्सप्लेन इन डिटेल प्लीज?
भाई, मेरा जो प्रॉफिट बढ़ा है तो उसके अगेंस्ट में 22-23 करोड़ रुपया जो मेरा आईपीओ को जो आया उसमें मेरे को ब्याज नहीं देना पड़ा ना.
हाँ सर, इसलिए
तो मेरा प्रॉफिट बढ़ गया, मेरा मार्जिन बढ़ गया. ठीक है,
ठीक है सर. थैंक यू सर.
थैंक यू.
लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन प्लीज प्रेस स्टार एंड वन ऑन योर फोन. नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ धीरेन फ्रॉम वेंचर कैपिटल. प्लीज गो अहेड.
थैंक यू मैडम. So my first question is that what were your credit costs this quarter and how do you see them moving for the rest of the year?
You see, my credit cost is it's 13-15%.
Okay.
And I expect this to go down, say, by 0.5% to 1%.
Okay, and for the rest of the year,
ये मैंने रेस्टो इनका बताया कि अभी मेरी सपोर्ट चुका तो 12-13% बैंकों का कोर्स आता है, 14-15% एनबीएफसी का कोर्स आता है. मैं आगे जैसे मेरी बैलेंस शीट की पोजीशन स्ट्रेंग होगी, मार्जिन बेटर होंगे, आई विल बी एबल टू नेगोशिएट बेटर विद द लेंडर्स. और अभी मैंने डिवेंचर भी बॉन्ड मार्केट भी मैंने टेप किया है, ऑलरेडी मैंने 10 करोड़ डिवेंचर उठाया है एट कूपन रेट ऑफ 12%. So I can see my cost of fund going by 1.5 to 1%. क्योंकि कूपन रेट के साथ साथ मेरे को अरेंजर फीस भी पेमेंट करना पड़ता है, तो बट इट विल बी 14-15% के अंदर रहेगा.
ओके सर, एंड माय नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज जीएनपीए इज बिलो 1%, सो व्हिच इज स्ट्रॉन्ग. And are you
not GNPA, NPA is within 1% and GNPA is around 1.29.
देखिए
हमारा जो प्रोडक्ट मिक्स है हिस्टोरिकली हमारा 1-1.5% के अंदर ग्रॉस एनपीए रहता है, 1% से नीचे नेट एनपीए रहता है. एंड यू नो आई कैन सी द सेम ट्रेंड टू कंटिन्यू.
अच्छा ठीक है. एंड my next question is that how are borrowing costs trending and do you expect them to go up or stay stable?
Stable.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And sir, you mentioned that the process digital improvements. So what exactly are you implementing on the technology side?
देखिए अभी जैसे हम लोग का पूरा जो customer onboarding process है सारा digital है, और उसके बाद अभी हमने मोबाइल ऐप भी लॉन्च कर दिया. मेरा जो लोन मैनेजर है या पोर्टफोलियो मैनेजर है वो कस्टमर के पास जाता है, वही बैठ के सारी इन्फॉर्मेशन ऐप से हमारे मेन सिस्टम में अपलोड कर देता है और उसकी फाइल की प्रोसेसिंग स्टार्ट हो जाती है.
ओके, तो ये सारे टेक्नोलॉजी
यस यस यस
ठीक है. एंड सर, एंड स्कोर्स थोड़ा सा इफ आप डिटेल में बता पाए तो इट विल बी गुड इफ पॉसिबल सर.
मतलब टेक्नोलॉजी पार्ट क्या?
हाँ जी हाँ जी.
देखिए टेक्नोलॉजी हमारा जो सिस्टम में है वो पूरा कस्टमर का ऑन बोर्डिंग, कस्टमर का स्कोरिंग, कस्टमर का सिविल चेकिंग वगैरह सब ऑनलाइन होता है. सारा वो सिस्टम में घुस जाता है और यहाँ तक कि उसकी लोन एप्लीकेशन वगैरह सब हम लोग सिस्टम में अपलोड करके रखते हैं.
ओके.
और सिस्टम इज सो स्ट्रांग दैट जहां भी इंटरनेट कनेक्टिविटी है वहां माय गाय कैन सिट डाउन एंड कंप्लीट एवरीथिंग इंक्लूडिंग अंडरराइटिंग.
ओके.
अंडरराइटिंग के जो नोट्स हैं सिस्टम है उसी में देना पड़ेगा, उसी से वो फिर आगे दूसरे स्टेज पे जाएगा, फिर सबको अप्रूवल होगा, सब उसी से आता है मतलब. और फाइनली लोन एग्रीमेंट भी सिस्टम में रहता है, लोन एग्रीमेंट को खाली एक डाउनलोड करके उससे एग्रीमेंट में साइन कराते हैं. अदरवाइज सारा प्रोसेस डिजिटल है और सब चीज सॉफ्टवेयर के अंदर एवरी टाइम एनी टाइम अवेलेबल है.
ओके. एंड ठीक है सर. एंड नेक्स्ट इज दैट हाउ मच ऑफ योर सोर्सिंग और कलेक्शन इज नाउ डिजिटल?
इसी देखिए मेरा जो पर्सनल लोन है टू सफाई कर्मचारी वो डायरेक्ट आरटीजीएस ट्रांसफर आता है फ्रॉम द म्युनिसिपैलिटी. और जो सिक्योर्ड लोन है उसमें मेरा 100% ई नेश है, तो ई नेश में अराउंड 20-30% रिजेक्शन होता है, उसके लिए हमको पर्सनल फॉलोअप करना पड़ता है. सो और बैलेंस अराउंड 20-25% कैश कलेक्शन है. मतलब अराउंड 20-30% कैश कलेक्शन है जो स्मॉल अनसिक्योर्ड लोन उसमें. हाँ हाँ. एडवांटेज ऑफ आईपीओ प्रोसीड्स बींग यूटिलाइज अगेंस्ट विच देर वॉज नो कॉस्ट ऑफ फंड, बट स्टील वी हैव टू मेंटेन द मार्जिन एज प्रोजेक्टेड.
ओके, सो मीन्स आप भी चले ही मीन्स और भी करेक्ट?
या
ओके ठीक है ठीक है. थैंक यू सो मच सर. थैंक यू डॉक्टर.
थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandani Shande for closing comments. Over to you.
On behalf of DAR Credit and Capital and Equibrigex Advisors, I thank everyone for taking time to join today's earnings call. If you have any queries, you can connect to us at info@equibrigex.com. Once again, thank you for joining the conference. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Thank you all for helping and organizing this call. Thank you once again.
Thank you, sir.
On behalf of Equibrigex Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.